Did you ever wonder why certain days affect you differently than others? It could be two identical days, two beautiful sunny days. Nothing's changed weather-wise. Nothing's really changed in the economy or the society around you, but you feel completely different. The Kabbalists explain beyond the physical world, there's actually a spiritual source of energy coming down every day, affecting each one of us in a unique way. We call this in Kabbalah windows in time. It's really the next level of astrology. For example, one special day that everyone has in common is the fact that we all have a birthday. The day our soul came to this world is a day of very special energy that's revealed. And in fact, every year on that same day, a new infusion of light is given to you to sustain you for the coming year. The Kabbalists also speak about the idea of the new moon. In the same way a new moon physically affects our planet through the change of tides and weather patterns, spiritually the new moon represents for each and every single one of us a new beginning, a seed level energy of how to control our nature for the month ahead. The Kabbalists on every new moon would gather. They would study Kabbalistic wisdom. They would elevate their consciousness knowing that if this day affects the remaining 30 days of that month, well, we better inject as much positive energy as possible in that day of the new moon. There is a unique day in the year. It is the first day of Libra, where every soul in this world has his or her soul examined. Every positive action we've made is recorded. Every negative action we've made is recorded. Where we are on our tikkun process is recorded. On the first day of Libra, there's a higher judgment on all the souls. And by judgment, we don't mean in a negative way. We mean an auditing that happens to our soul. Based on who we are and who we've transformed to be, our new destiny, our new cassette, our new movie is created for the following year. On that day, what is determined is what kind of challenges we're going to have, what kind of experiences we're going to have, what kind of people we're going to meet, what kind of blessings we attract. That's our starting point. Now, once we have the starting point, we have free will every day to change that based on the tests that come to us. We apply what we've learned in Kabbalah to change our movie and shift to a new destiny, absolutely. But there's got to be that moment of accounting, that moment of accountability. In Kabbalah, that day is called Rosh Hashanah, the head of the year. Many people mistaken this day, this unique window in time, as a religious holiday. The Kabbalists share that since the beginning of time, that accounting, that day of accounting always existed. The reason why they call it the head of the year is because that is the starting point of how each one of our souls begins his or her own new movie. Let's put it this way. The windows in time are the way people really change. Can't change by yourself. Can't. We don't have the strength. I've noticed this about all of us, myself included. We think we have the strength. We try to change, but until we have an external force pushing us to change, change doesn't happen. And for most people, that external force is, you know, pain and suffering or something really horrible happening. So Kabbalah shares, you can have your external force be something very positive. So these windows in time are the positive momentum, days you can count on where there's a reservoir of light that you can draw from to learn a lesson. Because even though we say everything is within us, we don't need anything outside of us, and we've said that so many times. Everything is in us in potential. To actualize that potential, we need external support. Otherwise, we wouldn't have so many people in this world. We would just have one person or two people. We have environments, we have communities, we have friendships, we have marriages, we have children, we have societies, we have jobs, we have nations, we have countries, we have religions, we have paths, we have faiths. Because these are all external forces that we need to draw upon in their most positive way to help ourselves grow. Everybody knows you definitely grow more with a trainer than by yourself at a gym, because that external force is critical and is essential to your growth. And unfortunately, when it comes to external forces, I mean universal forces above people, a lot of people only know pain as the external force that helps them change. So when the Kabbalists reveal to us windows in time, be it the new moon, be it the Sabbath every week, it's just a reservoir of energy, a bank of energy that if you choose to, you can take from. And if you don't want to take from it, nothing bad happens. It's just that gift that's there. That's the same for Passover. Passover was never a Jewish holiday. The energy of Passover is about freedom. And basically, when the world was created, the Creator said, on this day, which is the 15th of Aries, the full moon of the month of Aries, there's the energy of freedom. If you need freedom, freedom from your chaos, freedom from a toxic relationship, freedom from some addiction you have, freedoms from some consciousness you're not proud of, it's available for 24 hours on that day. Just connect to it. Know that it exists. Have the consciousness of it. And you can have it for free, regardless of what religious background you come from. And so there are many days like that, that if you choose to, you can tap into and you can draw from.